Hello, and thank you for joining us today on the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team, focusing on cash management strategies. This past week was filled with trade talks, new tariffs on movies, economic data, the FOMC meeting, and the selection of a new pope. Trade talks began last week with the U.S. and U.K. announcing a trade deal on Thursday, with few details beyond the initial headlines. Additional agreements are expected to be reached in the coming weeks with several other countries, including India, Israel, Australia, Japan, and Korea. However, we don't expect any real progress to be made in trade discussions with the EU before the start of July. With respect to China, on Friday, Trump posted that an 80% China tariff seems right ahead of upcoming talks. However, this morning, the U.S. and China agreed to reduce tariffs to 30% for 90 days while negotiations continue. We will continue to monitor and update as more information becomes available. On Wednesday, the FOMC voted unanimously to hold interest rates steady amid uncertainty over trade policy, as well as economic concerns that have yet to appear in the data. One of the changes made to the policy statement was an update to the Fed's assessment of economic uncertainty. The statement said that 1, uncertainty has increased further, and 2, risks of higher inflation and higher unemployment have risen. There was not an updated summary of economic predictions at this meeting, but upward revisions to inflation and the unemployment rate forecasts since President Trump's April 2nd Liberation Day may have been the motivator behind this change. Chair Powell's main message in the press conference was one of patience. His broad response was that uncertainty is high, there are risks to both sides of their dual mandate, and the Fed is comfortable staying on hold until there is greater clarity on the timing of the expected shocks to inflation and unemployment. He reiterated the characterization of the economy as solid, saying repeatedly that the economy is doing fine and that he doesn't see any hard data that reflects the kind of weakness seen in household sentiment data. As a result, there is no urgency to cut rates, and the Fed can afford to wait for hard data before taking any action. This became even more clear as the term wait was used more than 20 times during the press conference and has since been echoed by several Fed governors. Regardless of the Fed, the markets are currently pricing approximately 55 basis points of cuts for the remainder of the year. This week, we'll get April CPI data, retail sales, and PPI that may start to paint a picture of the impact of the tariffs. Thank you for joining us today, and have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.